How's everyone doing? It's been a long time. I've been busy. I'm sorry. I apologize for all my listeners that haven't been on in a while. I just got back from Korea and Japan. I just want to write a review about some of the things I experienced here. I do love restaurants. I can say I'm a foodie, I guess. And that I tried out some Michelin restaurants when I was out in Korea, actually. And one restaurant that I checked out was Jungshik Cafe. And Jungshik is actually is named after the owner's name. So he pretty much named this restaurant under his name. That being said, it was very interesting. It was in Cheongdam-dong in Korea, in the really affluent part of Korea, Seoul, pretty much like the Beverly Hills, I would say. Very good presentation. All the workers spoke English to us, so it felt like we were at a pretty much like American or foreign French restaurant theme inside. Services was, we had caviar, we had galbi, which was which is beef, we had octopus, and we had gimbap, which is like seaweed with rice, and we had some dessert. But I would say the meal came out to, which we did the pairing, it came out to 8-course meal, came out to about 400 US, 200 each for me and my wife. The food was good, presentation was really good as well, the service phenomenal, but I would say pretty much paying $200 for Korean food, I think is a little bit over the top. I know this is a Michelin 2-star restaurant, which I'm very proud that it's, that Korea has some Michelin restaurants. That being said, I would say this restaurant is not worth 220,000 won, which equates to about $200. Thing about Korea, there is no tax and there's no tip, so it's a little cheaper than if you went to a 2-star restaurant in the United States or somewhere else, because you'd be paying tax and tip. But that being said, based upon this roof, Jungshik Cafe, there's one in New York as well. They opened up a second on campus in New York. I hear it's doing well as well. That being said, I think that this restaurant, I would say pass on this 2-star restaurant. That being said, there was another restaurant that we went to, which was on Netflix, I believe, and the food was very, very, very good. In terms of the servings, and it was called Hanjongshik. The food there was a little more simpler. It was palace food. We went there for lunch, and the food I felt was phenomenal. It was kind of a little bit different from what I'm eating in the past in terms of Korean food. It was like, I guess, palace food. But that's a place that's pretty difficult to get a reservation, but you have to go onto the Facebook page and reach out to them on Facebook, and then they will reach out to you for a time. And that came out to about $50. That's a 1-star Michelin restaurant. And that's not in such an affluent part of town. I definitely think that's a place where you should definitely check out in Korea. It's next to a palace, but the restaurant is Hangongchik, and I think that you should definitely check it out. So that's my take on two restaurants, one high-end 2-star and one high-end 1-star. That being said, I feel like the 1-star lunch was much more value for your money, and the food was, I think, more delicious than the Korean food that I had at Jungshik Cafe. So that's my take on Michelin restaurants in Korea. I say they're good. That being said, I would only recommend probably going to a 1-star. I think $50 is definitely affordable for a great, unique palace food. And so if you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe and please like button, so I'll get moved up on the algorithm chart. So thanks again, guys. I just want to give you some feedback on Michelin restaurants in Korea. Thanks again.